You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
69,000 jobs, the fewest since January 2014. An NFL investigation has found that New England Patriots employees likely deflated footballs and that quarterback Tom Brady was at least generally aware of rules violations. The NFL began the investigation after the Patriots won the AFC Championship game in January when the Indianapolis Colts complained that several footballs were underinflated. The report released today said league investigators found no evidence that coach Bill Belichick and team management knew of the practice. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the second hour of Talented People. It's 4:04 in the afternoon on Wednesday, May 6th. I'm so happy to have you listening in. Thank you so much. Today, Colleen Kelly, my business partner at Jeannie Murphy PR and Mariah Media, is in studio, and we're hosting our guest, who is the executive director, George McCullough, of the Princeton Community Television, PrincetonTV.org, if you want to watch online some of their segments. They stream all the time over there. Real quickly, I'm going to give you an update on the weather forecast if you happen to be listening in the Hunterdon County area. Tonight, cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low about 51. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low about 55. Mostly sunny all day on Friday with a high of 82 and partly cloudy with a low about 57 on Friday night. Saturday, it's going to be sunny all day with a high of 81, partly cloudy, low about 61. Then partly sunny with a high about 82 on Mother's Day and partly cloudy with a low about 62. So it looks like it's going to be a great weekend. Hope you're going to have a good time Mother's Day and party. That's what I say. I'm ready for spring. So let's go to our quick break and we're going to start our show.
Driving. Trees went by,
right. Thanks again for listening in to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Co-host in studio today is Colleen Kelly. And our guest, he's again the executive director of the Princeton Television, which is Princeton Community Television, princetontv.org online. Welcome to the show, George.
Thank you. I know it's been a long time. You guys have been trying to get me on radio for a little while, and I'm glad to be here.
We're so excited.
So glad to have you here. Because, you know, radio is radio, and then television is television. And you're the executive director, again, of the Princeton Community Television Station. Tell us about a little bit about yourself, and what does that mean?
Well, I'm a filmmaker, and I've been doing community media since the early 90s. I started at Educational Access Channel in Philadelphia for Drexel University. And the way I learned about this stuff is that one day Comcast just came in, drilled a hole in the wall, put a wire in, and said, go. And so I learned by the seat of my pants the whole time. And I love doing it. I love hearing all the different voices that the public brings to the table. I think it's very, very important to give everybody a voice and for everybody to share their stories. It's important not only for them to share their stories, but it's important for people to hear it too.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about the shows, like at Princeton Television. Like, what is it like, you know, how does it work?
Oh, you would see anything from cooking shows to exercise programs, religious programming, financial literacy programming, arts programming, anything that somebody can come up with as an idea, you would most likely probably see something like that mm-hmm. on our station.
And politics as well. I know it's you know, people sometimes hear like a Princeton Television or kind of like a community television, and they think, you know, this is a small type of organization. But with the ability to be online and the way that you can stream across the nation as well, live, you know, tapes, recordings as they happen, that must have been an improvement as far as everything goes. Plus, I know that the guests that come on the show take it really seriously.
They do.
Yeah.
A lot more serious than I do, I think. For some reason, we've been getting a lot of hits from France lately. I'm not quite sure why, but
really?
That's interesting.
Who was it that was saying something, making a joke about being 5 o'clock at night was, you know, the morning show in China? Who was saying that? It was kind of funny. Well, just someone we were talking to was laughing because they were doing a show, and then they said that, you know, I'm the good morning show of China. I love it. So talk about, like, I know we went to an event a couple years ago learning about just how community television works on the national scope. Like, there's how many about across the country?
Oh, there's over 2,000 community access stations throughout the United States. Community access television produces more programming than all the network stations combined.
That is fascinating.
It is.
And I know you just recently had your annual meeting, and you've actually produced 450 shows in the last year. Is that right?
Yeah, the station is very busy. Mm-hmm. We produced 450 programs. Most of those are half-hour programs. We did two or three programs today.
And I know that the hosts, a lot of the responsibility, not responsibility because it's really kind of the pleasure of, but they actually can take their shows and promote them. And so when you have all, how many shows do you have right now?
Weekly programs, we produce about 30 weekly programs, or I should say people will come in maybe once or twice a month, produce a couple of programs. And since it's cable television, of course, anybody with cable, there's a lot of reruns. Mm-hmm. So we rerun a lot of programs. Mm-hmm. So we try to make sure everybody puts on a fresh program every 2 weeks.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. We have a show there, just so everybody out there knows. This is Talented People Radio that you're listening to, streaming live across the nation. And yet what we also have, which we're very fortunate to have at Princeton Television, is Talented People Television Show.
That's right.
So we thank you for that opportunity.
And I'm not used to seeing you push all the buttons and everything. Usually you're in front of the camera.
Yeah, Colleen does all that stuff. I just sit there and talk.
But you're hiding the skills.
I got it down. Yeah, I got it down over here. I figured it out. It's already about 3 years, if you can believe it.
What, doing the radio show or the TV
Both
show?
Both of them are around, I don't know, I think we're about 2 years. Weren't we like 2.5 years now, TV show?
Yeah, it's been a while. Definitely behind that, but yeah,
it's right behind it because we sent you our, you kind of like our, you know, our radio station segment, so that you could consider us to have a show back in the day when we thought about it, which was kind of cool, and we love it. And I know that, you know, like what I was saying about the station hosts over there, they have the ability to share the archives and to, you know, send the links out so you can listen and watch online, even with the BIOS. That is a big deal too, that people can watch by the new technology.
Roku also.
Oh, the Roku. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Yes, that's what I meant.
Well, let me just... We're on cable television in Princeton on Comcast, on Verizon Fios. They scatter us throughout Mercer County. Mm-hmm. We're seen online at our website, www.princetontv.org. And we also have our own Roku channel for folks out there that have the Roku device.
Which a lot of people have now.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially this Christmas.
Yeah,
we
this
got
Christmas,
one.
Yeah, they had a really good deal on them, and they're so worth it. Nobody knew what they were at Kohl's. But you know, I found out my son, who's 20, so I was watching my show. I was like, I can't believe our show, Colleen. I was shocked. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. You can watch whatever. And that's really actually really great distribution that you speak about, because you do have the internet that people can share, and then they can share the archives that are on Vimeo.
Mm-hmm. I just want to point out that Princeton Community Television is not just about people having their half-hour shows. Mm-hmm. There's so many other resources there. If you're a filmmaker, you can rent the equipment. You can go and you have to take classes, and then you can have access to equipment to go out and make films, and then you have editing. You have editing rooms. How many editing computers do
we
you have?
We have a lab of six computers.
It's an amazing resource, and there's also classes. So if you're an aspiring filmmaker and you have no idea how to get started, this is a great place and resource to the community. I just think it's amazing.
Right, but it's not just equipment, and it's not just a TV show. It's community. It's about bringing people together. Mm-hmm. They don't often get a chance nowadays. Everybody has their own cell phones, and they're all, even you go to the restaurant, people are like looking at their phones and stuff. This is a place where people come together. And boy, they talk a lot of issues. Well,
I can't imagine being in your shoes.
I love it because there's a lot of creative minds there. Yes. And every time I go, I meet somebody who's really interesting, who I probably would have never met anywhere else. So I think it's a really great community.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, where you're situated, too, brings in all different, all around the state of New Jersey talent.
They come as far away as New York City. They'll come. Philadelphia, they come up.
All right, we're going to go to our first break here on Talented People. It's 4:14 in the afternoon. Thanks so much for listening in and making our show so popular. We're celebrating our number 2 spot out of the 37 shows. And we
going for number 1.
Yeah, be on the lookout, Chris Bianco. Good morning, Hunterdon. We're right behind you. All right, we're going to be right back after our break. Stay with us.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
You're listening to HuntingChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Do you want to lose the weight or keep it off for the rest of your life? There is a difference. My name is Dawn Moore. I am a certified health coach who uses a Take Shape for Life approach to help my clients lose weight, eat healthy, and live longer. Call me at 908-303-5334 or email me, dawn@moreandbetterhealth.com, your prescription for living a healthy, energetic, and intentional life.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm so glad to have you listening and appreciate it very much. We are looking at already 421 on Wednesday, May 6th. We appreciate you listening in. We're talking right now again with the executive director of Princeton Community Television. His name's George McCullough, and he is also a filmmaker. And his recent film called No Pipeline was entered into the Environmental Film Festival and then has accolades still from there, as well as recently presenting and being featured at the Princeton Library. So can you tell us about your and Anna's film?
Sure. About 6-8 months ago, my sister called up. She's in hysterics, and she's saying they're going to build this fracking pipeline through, and she lives down in Nelson County, Virginia. They're going to build this fracking pipeline. They're taking people's properties. What can I do? Now, since then, she's become quite the activist, and she and Nelson County, Virginia, have organized a great deal. I recommend people going to their Facebook page, Friends of Nelson County. Friends of Nelson is the Facebook. But so I said, the only thing I can offer is I can make a film for you guys. And my beautiful wife and I went down to Virginia in October, and we put together a film called No Pipeline, interviewing people whose properties are being threatened by this pipeline coming through. It's a massive, massive pipeline going from Virginia or West Virginia all the way to North Carolina, essentially scarring up all of Virginia, right through the Blue Ridge Mountains. I grew up right outside the Blue Ridge Mountains. It has, I have an emotional attachment to that area. It's really, really beautiful, and it really does need to be protected. So we were fortunate enough that the Princeton Environmental Film Festival thought that the film was worthy enough to play in this year's festival, and I thought it had a nice reception.
So tell us about, like, is this like an eminent domain type of thing where they're allowed to just plan out where they're going, and how far has it developed? Is it already going on? And what's going on, if you have any sense of it, as to in the Hopewell area here? I see signs everywhere, all the way out to Stockton, over to Lambertville.
Yeah, well, it's ironic, because when we were down in Virginia making this, I start to read that they're going to build these pipelines through New Jersey now, mm-hmm. I guess, to get from the fracking fields in Pennsylvania to sell the gas. This gas isn't even for U.S. consumption. Don't let the fracking pipeline companies fool you into saying that it's going to be used for United States consumption, because it's not. It's going to... gas is most likely going to be sent to China or India. But it's ironic, because now all these pipelines are coming right through this area. I saw the signs coming up to here to the radio station today. Mm-hmm. And the difference between what's happening in Virginia and what's happening here is that the lands that they want to seize to build the pipeline, it's going to go through a lot of preserved land. So all the tax dollars...
Up here or down there?
Up here in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Down there, it's a lot of farms. It's mm-hmm. a lot of family farms. Mm-hmm. People can... If they go to PrincetonTV.org, they can see...
I was going
to
ask
They
you.
Can go to our online archive, and they can see the film. Or just type in No Pipeline video, and it generally pops up, or if they go to Friends of Nelson's Facebook, they can see it there.
I recommend seeing it too, because you do learn about, you know, you hear so much about fracking, and then a lot of people don't really even know what it is or what it entails and how it affects people's lives and properties, and, you know.
Yeah, and so in New Jersey here, they're going to take a lot of preserved lands, and it's all the tax dollars that people have paid to preserve land. So New Jersey is a very developed state. Mm-hmm. There's not much preserved lands in New Jersey. this area that we live around here, you see a lot of green. But if you go to other parts of New Jersey, it's very well built up. So we should want to protect what is left. And just to put a pipeline through to scar up the Sauerland Mountains, it just seems wrong.
It does seem wrong. And I mean that very seriously, because I live right there around the corner, and I take personal interest in this.
Imagine if your view was taken
exactly.
Up by,
that's what I want to find out more about. And I also want to mention, you know, both Colleen Kelly here in studio and myself, we are business partners. We have properties that we rent out. And has it been true or not that every single time we've had a turnover in a renter in the last like 3 or 4 years, every applicant, more than one at the time, for both of us, has been working on the pipeline. It's like
people
there is a never-ending stream of people coming into this area.
So it's not people when they say they want, they're creating jobs for people in New Jersey. It's not creating jobs.
No, they're all from the South.
Bringing them up from the South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that argument kind of gets thrown out the window, too.
Well, that's interesting, you know, that you bring it up. And I am trying to pull this up real quick because I want to see this video. How long did it take for you to make it?
Oh, we made it very fast. We went down in the end of October and we had it finished by Thanksgiving.
That's really fast.
That's incredible, but that's what you do. So I believe that if you were able to do that in this short period of time and then have it entered into the Environmental Film Festival with, you know, such, you know, tremendous feedback positively, then let's hear about some other projects that you've been working on. I also want to mention that if you do go to the friendsofnelson.com website, there is a donate button there. You can donate to the Friends of Nelson and actually help, I guess, create more awareness on this issue. And as well, let's talk about fundraising and community support for Princeton Community Television before we talk a little more about some of the other work you have. If someone wanted to support or donate to Princeton Television, because it is a nonprofit, how would they go about doing that?
The simplest way is to just go to our website. We have a donate button right there. We are community supported. We welcome anybody's charitable gifts, which are tax deductible. And believe me, the money will be put to good use.
Absolutely.
It will go to people like Jeannie and Colleen.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. If I had a chance at that, I'd be right there first in line. But no, yeah, it does go to perfect, really great, important work. So like this, you know, itself in the film that you made.
And not only Princeton Television is being a nonprofit, they support a lot of other nonprofits, you know, by bringing awareness, and a lot of them come on our shows.
The classes that you offer from everything, not just about how to edit a film or teach how to use lighting, but you've gotten social media classes, how to write a book. I've seen a lot of different offerings that you guys coordinate over there.
Yeah, we're going to attempt to do screenwriting for beginners.
Wow.
This summer.
Michael. My son just joined. As a matter of fact, you can join to be a member of Princeton Television online at princetontv.org. You have to just go ahead and enter, you know, your information, and then you have to take a couple classes to get started. But well worth it, and you can meet some really awesome people. So stand by. If talented people will go to our break real quick. We'll be right back.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. ISIS claims to have 71 trained soldiers in 15 states ready to attack. They posted the message on an online board in response to the Garland, Texas event last weekend featuring cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. They also claimed responsibility for the attempted attack on the Garland event, which has not been confirmed.
I think before we made a pronouncement about anything like that, we certainly would want to make sure that we knew a whole lot more about the facts.
That was White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. The state of emergency in Baltimore has been lifted. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says the National Guard has been pulled out, but the rebuilding continues.
It's going to take a while to get people back into the city. We're encouraging them. We believe the city's safe. We want to try to get people in here to spend money and go out to dinner and try to get back to normal.
Meanwhile, Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake wants the Justice Department to investigate if civil rights were violated during the arrest of Freddie Gray. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason.
Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 33.9-ounce can of Folgers Classic Roast Ground regular coffee for just $6.99.
Offer valid on Q846030 in store and online. It's 5.9 while supplies last. See store, staples.com for details.
Bunnies in the garden.
Yeah, rabbits are cute.
Squirrels too.
Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants.
Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's about 4:31 in the afternoon on Wednesday, May 6th. Colleen Kelly is in studio today as co-host. And then our guest is the executive director of Princeton Community Television. His name is George McCullough. And I want you to know, George, that when we first met you, you know, we just learned so much from you, like from the first day. And it was never our world of anything as far as producing and editing and so on. And then we were fortunate enough to go to an event that where you were on the panel. And I think it's interesting to tell you and let you know that, you know, the respect that you have for all of the work that you've done was very clear that day. There were people there. Everyone in the audience must have been 200 people. You're up on the stage talking, and everybody was on the edge of their seat trying to learn more about what you have, which is sincerely a care for the people and their messages of the community, which is what that whole thing is about, the Princeton Community Television. You know, I've heard you recently at two different events talk about, you know, your dedication and the loyalness that you have to making sure that that stays the same. And that's something I really want you to know I truly admire.
Well, thank you. You humble me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we're here to do. Colleen, you're going to talk about a new plan, a new program that's working with Princeton Television. Can you share a little bit?
Well, I know a little bit about it. I know that Princeton Community Television started a program called Community Partners, correct?
Mm-hmm. Community Partners Project.
Right. So the way it was explained to me, and I'll let George explain it a little better, is they had a bunch of nonprofits could submit to be part of it.
Correct.
And what Princeton Television did with this program is they hooked filmmakers up with nonprofits who wanted to get their message out there so they could make a really great film about their nonprofit, and then that just helps them, of course, in marketing and PR. As Jeannie and I know, it's so important to be able to have your messaging out there in film, especially now.
So this is the first year that we're running this program. We asked for submissions from nonprofits, and the goal of the program is to teach nonprofits how to make videos. So the professional filmmaker that we partner them with is essentially a mentor for the organizations, because we know that if people have videos on their websites and stuff like that, people will stick around on the website a lot longer. Hopefully the films will be done by September, and we plan to have a screening where we invite the public to come and see the films. This year, I'm proud to announce that One Simple Wish Foundation organization, they help foster kids. They were one of the winners, and Princeton Community Housing is the other one.
What is the submission that these organizations had to give you?
Simply, they had to write a description of what needs they have for a video. They have to assemble a production team. They have to give us like the mission of the organization and stuff like that, and essentially persuade me and a couple of other people that they have the resources to you know, see the project through.
Did they? Is there a 501c3 requirement, or is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So 501,
well,
and then
technically not. It could have been a community group, mm-hmm, that was organizing, like let's say, the people fighting the fracking pipelines here,
sure,
in New Jersey.
They a worthy cause. Mm-hmm.
It can't be a commercial organization.
Mm-hmm. What about now? You have the two. And are there two films being made right now that are you're planning to have air?
There's going to be two. We just met with the organization. We just brought together the filmmakers and the organizations just the other day. And now they have to set up like a production schedule. I know Princeton Community Housing is sitting down. They're actually going to start filming this weekend. And we'll see what they come up with. I know community housing, having affordable housing in New Jersey and certainly in Princeton is a big need. And they said they could use a video. They need a video desperately. So I think the program will be put to good use.
Oh, that's awesome. It's interesting that you mentioned that because Janice Kovach, Mayor Janice, was just in here talking about how, and you can imagine how that is affecting. There's a lot of changes in those laws being done right now with affordable housing and everything. And in Clinton, they've always had the housing, but they don't have any transportation. So once they actually could fill the shoes and offer these awesome services to those underprivileged, they can't even get them to get to a job. So that's tough.
Yeah, and so, that's if there are jobs in
New Jersey.
I wish they, if they are going to build pipelines, they should be hiring New Jersey people.
I am wildly, you know, my eyes are open wide now to this bad stuff because I did want to learn more about it. We do want to make everybody remember that you can go online and look up No Pipeline and Friends of Nelson, and then it will lead you back to be able to see the film that George and his wife Anna, who's a very talented photographer, by the way.
Oh. Thank you. I'm sure she's listening, so you just made her happy.
Hey, there you go. Yes, congratulations to you both. And Anna, you do make people feel much better than, you know they think of when they're being photographed. So what I wanted to ask you, though, is it an ongoing thing for others to submit their nonprofit materials to you now, or is it closed, like, for entries?
Well, as I said, when we had our first initial meeting, those two organizations are our guinea pigs. Mm-hmm. We'll reassess the program at the end of the process, and hopefully we'll do it again. I applied for funding through some foundations. Unfortunately, we didn't receive it. Mm-hmm. But I convinced my board that it's a worthy thing to do, and hopefully we'll start setting a track record and I can attract funding in the future to, you know, pay for more organizations and more filmmakers.
Right, and even share what you've done with those other thousands of community television stations that probably would love to do the same in their communities, and then you don't even realize how much two could end up being 4,000, right?
Right.
So I do. I think that's a great idea as far as where it could go. Because there's nothing like, you know, we do know from being in a public relations company that having a video, like you said, and if a nonprofit needs the help, and they definitely need the mentoring and the guidance, and then at the same time, the filmmakers being able to do a goodwill project, and then also probably getting some great credit at the end of the day for that.
Right. I know what was discussed for One Simple Wish is they're going to have one of the foster kids have a principal role in making the film.
That
so
is,
I think is
awesome.
That is
now,
that's awesome.
Is the film have to be a certain length, or is it just what they come up with the filmmakers and the nonprofit, or is there guidelines?
Well, we want to keep the films under 20 minutes. I expect the films to be somewhere between 5 and 15 minutes.
That's great. Now, are they going to make... I'm just going to put this out there, but I feel like there should be a trailer made with the film also.
Well, if it's a 5-minute film and one-minute trailer.
Oh, it's a 5-minute film. Okay.
Yeah, because most of the people are going to use the videos on their websites.
Right.
And the public is used to seeing short stuff, mm-hmm, on
It's true.
Online.
Well, it's just cool because... you know, I think it's a great example of what Princeton Community Television is all about. Like, I think that, you know, what you're doing is you're pioneering a new idea that is helping the community. And it also, like, you know, students, I could see those who are trying to build their resumes, you know, portfolio, have an opportunity to, again, it's a good, it's good, it's a win-win-win-win all the way around.
It's a great program, I think.
I think a lot of, I think on your second round, it always takes the first round to get over the hump and stuff, but as to the media, I know that they'll probably be very interested in being able to talk about it when it's ready.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get out press releases.
And absolutely.
What my fantasy is that we have this screening at the Garden Theater in Princeton on a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon, mm-hmm. and invite the public and fill the place.
Amazing. I believe that'll happen.
I'm excited.
What about, like, we're going to go to our break again right now, our last break before the end of the show already, but when we get back, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about, I know you guys just upgraded to high-definition equipment over there, so mm-hmm. for the viewership, it's interesting to see. And then what else is on the agenda for you and for also Princeton Television. So stay with us. And again, thanks for listening in to Talented People. We'll be right back.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to forwardnewjersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Ford, New Jersey.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-713. 6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. We're already close to the end of our second hour here at 4:45, broadcasting from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce studio, radio studio, with the executive director, actually, of Princeton Community Television, where we are so honored to have a show. Talented People Radio also has a Talented People television show by, produced over there by George McCullough.
And Jeannie, when can they see your show?
They can see the show anytime on a Tuesday at 7 o'clock or at 11:30 a.m. on Sundays. And most of the shows run always two weeks. So if you get a chance to see one, or if you miss it, you can catch it on the weekend. And then you can see the archives on Vimeo at any time on demand. And you can also watch the shows that are running live, which are taped, but they're running and streaming online all the time at princetontv.org. So, and also, that's the place to go if you'd like to show your support for community and for some of the interesting programs that George is in charge of and designs over there at Princeton Community Television by donating online at princetontv.org. So, let's hear, George, more about where do you think that the show is going to go from here? And for yourself, what are you looking forward to the future as to doing?
This show?
Yeah.
Or?
Not our show. We're not asking about this.
We know where we're going.
It's up. Syndicated. Yeah, live. No, we are basically totally thrilled that we are able to have our show with you. We really appreciate it and all the work you guys all put into it. Because didn't you say it takes about 2.5 hours to have one show of 28
minutes? It usually takes a little bit of time. Unlike radio, you have to worry about the pictures. Mm-hmm. So, if I were to be on TV, I would probably dress up a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But you have to edit the program after you're done, put in the titles, the program opening, the closing, the credits.
It's a lot of work, and it really is very nice. And how many? Yeah, aren't you impressed with my? Like, I heard everything you said at that presentation. I picked up on all your statistics. I'm like saying back to you because I was really interested in what you've been saying for the last two shows, by the way, or meetings that you had when you were talking about how much time it takes for a show to be made, the volunteers. What about all of the interns? You have a couple interns now.
We have a lot of interns this year.
It's so awesome,
and they come from all over the place from. Local universities, local high schools.
What an opportunity for them.
Yeah, we and I generally let them do what they want for the most part. So,
but they have that creativity. They deserve it, right? I mean, if they go and take the initiative to get to you, really want to commit to the time and do spend, very sincere interest in the project work, then, it's kind of nice to let them see what they come up with and then congratulate, honestly.
That's the thing. If, say, you're a high school student interested in a career in television, film, broadcasting, or a college student that you're going to go on an internship, you could work at a network, but most likely you're going to get coffee or stuff like that.
Right.
Here we let them get their hands on the equipment. I encourage them to use their creativity as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And they actually can come away with stuff that they can show a future employer.
Practical work experience.
Here's part of my reel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, just say that. Here's part of my reel. That is very impressive. Lucky kids. Lucky professionals. And I know you got a lot of people also that are learning. They come into the studio just to learn about how to make a film, or they go to the classes and stuff again. Mm-hmm. I think that's interesting because sometimes they don't really care about having a show.
Totally interesting. I know I've learned a lot since I started going there.
Well, our youngest member was 10, I believe, and our oldest member was like 92 years old.
So. Oh, my goodness. That's quite
everybody
a range.
Everybody in between.
Of interest, yep. So what do you think? I know you did just get new equipment for the like HD cameras and stuff, and it seems like you're making a lot of, you moved into a really nice studio too. I love the new studio too. Okay.
We just upgraded our studio to HD and our broadcast. Now, we're not broadcasting on cable in HD, but we're broadcasting online and on the Roku, our Roku channel, mm-hmm. in HD. It will probably take about a good 6 months before all the programs that we broadcast actually show up in HD. But from now on, everything is produced in HD. And
is it a big difference to you?
It's totally a big difference.
It's a nice looking picture. Mm-hmm. It's you know, everybody has HD TVs. It was, you know, our picture would always be square and stuff like that. So now we fill up the whole screen, which is nice.
Oh, it is nice. And it's very important because the service, you know, like, you know, for the guests, not just for everybody else, like the show hosts and all the people working for it and how the image is out there and visibility, but for the guests as well.
Well, I'll make a pitch. I don't know if they'll ever hear this, but Comcast and Verizon should carry our channel in HD because right now they're kind of just pushing us off to the side on the channel lineup, and it would be nice if we were treated as equal as every other channel on there.
Well, put a phone call.
I know. I'm ready.
Squeaky wheel. Get
and
the oil.
If folks want to see Princeton TV in their communities, they should contact their cable provider and say, hey, put them on.
That's right, because other communities, it doesn't have to be inside of, you know, Princeton or anywhere. They can access all of your shows if they, what do they have to do that?
What, to see on their cable?
Well, I know they can watch online, and I know they can use the Roku device, which is great. But if someone wanted to just, like, be able to air, I guess it would just be Vimeo, wouldn't it? You could just look up the archives or on the website. Yes. I don't know. I had a bunch of questions because I'm not a technical person.
Well, you're
I started
talking,
on one thing, and then I got confused.
I know
myself.
Where you were going.
Where? I have totally no idea, but I know there was a point to it.
No, I think you were going about were you wanting to go into the PEG media where you can upload.
That's really cool. Go ahead.
Where show hosts, but and that's not necessarily you have to do it yourself if you're a show host, correct?
For the most part, mm-hmm. Yeah. We try to give people as much of a hand as possible. And some of our producers, we are a little bit more engaged in producing their programs because we know they bring a lot
they're
to
good.
The table.
Right.
And yeah. But we know that they're not going to get their hands dirty making the programs themselves, editing the programs and stuff.
So. Well, it is nice, by the way, to call out a couple. Why don't you give a little of the credit to your, like, you've got Michelle Kramer there. She's a new show host, and she's doing really well. Isn't that nice?
Michelle Granberg?
Oh, Granberg. Why do I keep calling her Kramer? Who do I know? Is there a Michelle Kramer out there listening? Because I know a Michelle Kramer somewhere. I don't know where, though. I've called her that for, like, 2 years.
Michelle Granberg runs the Princeton, is it not the Princeton Fitness and Wellness Center, Relaxation.
Yes, Center. Anakin's. But she has, her shows are really interesting, and she's very much engaged with her shows.
Her shows
you can
are
tell.
Great.
Yeah.
Her shows are absolutely great. If you like anything from people channeling from the other side to all kinds of
wellness,
spiritual information.
People like that stuff too.
I do.
I do too.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, all right. What? Anything else? Last minute things to say to listeners out there? You have about 2 minutes.
Well, if your own town does not have public access television in it, I encourage you to go to your local municipality and say, this is something we would like to see in our community. Every community deserves to have their own media, and it's important, and it provides good skills. It's fun and good
it
information.
Can I ask a quick question? Like, how much? What would a startup be for that? And is it usually funded by the municipality, or how does? Like, how much would it cost to start up a...
Every station operates different. It usually operates the way the community sets it up. But television equipment is getting cheaper every day. Mm-hmm. And people shouldn't fear that it's going to cost an enormous amount of money. Mm-hmm. Before I became the executive director, Princeton TV was run by all volunteers. It just started growing so much that they felt the need to have somebody to come in and say yes and no to people.
Thank God. Yeah.
Right.
It's a huge responsibility. I can't even imagine how much, you know, when you're not working, you must be thinking about the new shows coming up, or it never stops either. It's like go, 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 go,
no,
go.
You just
do you have a lot of people come and go, or have you had really good luck with people staying with it? Because I can see if you're not, you know, it is a commitment.
Yeah.
People that usually once their shows are on weekly, they usually never stop. But some people's, their needs are different. You know, it could be an organization that just wants to make a public service announcement about themselves, and we'll help them do that. Mm-hmm. Or an event, they have an event taking place and they want to get it filmed and on air. So we'll take care of that. Or we won't take care of it, but we'll help them out. And we try to make things as easy for people as possible.
Well, we think you have done that for us, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So again, we're at the end of our show already here on Talented People. It's 4:56 on Wednesday, May 6th. We appreciate you listening in. Our guest again, Executive Director George McCullough of Princeton Community Television, sharing all about community television, especially Princeton Television, and what they do to serve the community. Colleen Kelly, thanks for being again in studio today. It's
thanks
always nice
for
to
having
have
me.
You. And for you all out there, I hope you have a great week and a nice Mother's Day if you happen to be celebrating it. And thanks, George, for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Have a great afternoon.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. ISIS claims to have 71 trained soldiers in 15 states ready to attack. They posted the message on an online board in response to the Garland, Texas event last weekend featuring cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. They also claimed responsibility for the attempted attack on the Garland event, which has not been confirmed.
I think before we made a pronouncement about anything like that, we certainly would want to make sure that we knew a whole lot more about the facts.
That was White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. The state of emergency in Baltimore has been lifted. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says the National Guard has been pulled out, but the rebuilding continues.
It's going to take a while to get people back into the city. We're encouraging them. We believe the city's safe. We want to try to get people in here to spend money and go out to dinner and try to get back to normal.
Meanwhile, Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake wants the Justice Department to investigate if civil rights were violated during the arrest of Freddie Gray. This is USA Headline News.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeHowILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nufina probably, I want to say 60, 65 days ago, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nufina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeHowILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. This could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeHowILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeHowILook.com.
Some are blaming the organizers of the controversial Muhammad art exhibit and cartoon contest in Garland, Texas, for the recent terror attack on the event. USA's Russ Jones talked with a legal expert who says America must stand up against the threat of Sharia law.
Daniel Akbari, a certified Sharia lawyer from Iran, says he fears that if the U.S. places the smallest limitation on freedom of speech, citizens will lose it completely.
If we accept 1-inch limitation on freedom of speech, we are going to lose it. This is for sure, because there are billions of things that offend Muslim and Islam.
Akbari maintains Americans have a tendency to self-censor themselves and not express freedom of speech if it might be problematic. I'm Russ Jones.
Secretary of State John Kerry is in Saudi Arabia with hopes of arranging a pause in the war in Yemen. He is pointing to increasing shortages of food, fuel, and medicine that are adding to the crisis. Neighboring countries are already bracing for a flood.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. You are with the What's Up in Real Estate show, and currently Joe's microphone is right up in the air. He's let it go. This is good to be on this side of the
microphone. Here we are. I got it.
Microphone.
I got it. It was my microphone that was up in the air. Thank you, Tony.